Well, hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 11th of October. Thanks for joining me today. As I told you yesterday, it's Out and Back Podcast. This is the Back Podcast as I'm on my way home from Goldsboro, North Carolina, where I just finished, as of the recording of this, a few hours ago, I finished the weekend conference at the Harvest Fellowship Church with Pastor Pete Norris. My good friend Dr. Lynn Hiles was there. And I am on my way driving back home to Flowery Branch, Georgia. I am on Interstate 85 north of Flowery Branch by about an hour and a half to go. That means I've been on the road for just over 5 hours. Normally, I would have tried to do those quickly, but a combination of events transpired. One, I put my microphone in the trunk of my car with my Bible and my product, and that caused me to forget about it until a few minutes later. But secondly, I just had to process. I had a lot of stuff from the weekend to think about, talk out, talk to the Lord about, and so it's kind of good that I took a few hours to do that and sort of square things away. I often need a little time anyway, and I usually get that on the plane before I do those return podcasts, but with no plane, I just drove for a little while. Dr. Hiles opened on Thursday evening, then I did Friday evening. We both did a joint question and answer session on Saturday, and then I ministered this morning as of this Sunday morning, which is a week before you're hearing this. I ministered on that condition the atmosphere that I told you about yesterday. I ministered that on Friday night, and I like where it went. It took some curves I didn't quite expect. I got into some waters I didn't quite expect to get into. It cost me a little wrestling, even up live. But I think in the end, it ended where I hoped, and I hope that you enjoy it when we get to air it. And then we did a good Q&A. I'll try to make that available in the next week or so. I had a good set-down meeting with our friends from Chapin, South Carolina, and we are looking to start doing some monthly meetings in that area, and I'll be telling you more about that in the coming months. We had a great set-down. And then this morning, wonderful service. I ministered on Joshua comes back to Jericho. Joshua, the Greek word for Joshua is Jesus. Joshua left Jericho and cursed it. He said, whoever tries to rebuild this city, they'll lose their firstborn son when they lay the foundation. They'll lose their youngest son when they put up the gates. And then in Luke, Jesus takes a special trip to Jericho on his way to Jerusalem. And he blesses a man. He heals a blind man at the gate. And then he touches Zacchaeus' life. Zacchaeus represents the financial foundation of Jericho. Jesus blesses the gates and the foundation of Jericho because the return, signified by Jesus returning, signifies what the new covenant will do in your Jericho. And so I had a great, great time with it. I think it will be a true blessing to you. Not specific. I don't want to get specific on stuff, but stuff surfaces, stuff happens. And whether it's questions you have to answer or things you have to deal with, that sometimes, and you go through this every day of your life, that sometimes makes you really have to buckle in and work harder or ask yourself what it is you are trying to do or trying to accomplish. And I have those moments. I had one in the middle of this meeting, you know, one of those sort of pity party moments where I text my wife and said, man, some days I feel like I'm really making a difference, and other days I have to ask myself, what am I doing? Is it doing any good at all? She's always the greatest encourager for me, pulls me out of those dark areas and those dark places. But as I drive home today, and I have a mixture of a lot of that. As good as the meeting was, there was some stuff that I had to deal with. Nothing really bad, just doing your job and wrestling things out. And I got to talking to the Father on this drive and just telling him about it, because he knows, but I like to just speak to him. And what I feel is that if you're going to do, because let me backtrack. When I got to the end of the Friday sermon, in one of the first moments that I've had in a long, long time in preaching, I didn't know how to end. I mean, I'd said my prayer, but I could sense the Holy Spirit still working, still doing something. And I don't operate in the traditional prophetic in the way that some do, where they point someone out and begin to say something into their life. I'm not opposed to it at all. I just don't walk in it, and maybe I need to practice it. But I came down off the platform and I just began to share with that group the journey that God has me and my family on and has had us on. And just to encourage someone there that needs to swing their leg out of the boat and walk on water to do so. But one of the moments in there, and by the way, that we ended up having, the pastor took the mic and handed it off to someone else who spoke some words of prophecy into some hearts, and it was a beautiful ending to the service. It was fun to watch how the Holy Spirit worked those puzzle pieces. And as I was talking it out in front of that group, I made the statement, I feel as if God is giving me something to say, and it may not look traditional, but I have to say it. I didn't even really know what I was talking about. And then some things have surfaced over the weekend. Nothing horrendous, but things I have to deal with. And they're a byproduct of what I have to preach. And many of you feel that shift, not away from grace or the finished work, but really paying attention to the supremacy of our Lord Jesus and making sure that He is it, that He's all we are about. Nothing else, nothing competing with Him, no golden calf on the field. And what I have felt in this drive the last few hours is the Father saying, look, if you're going to open your mouth and say things that have the potential to transform the direction people are going in, you are going to encounter people who are offended by it, who are bothered by it, and some of them are going to let you know how much they dislike it. And I, in no way do I feel like I have ever said anything on par with the Lord Jesus, but I see Jesus running the risk of offense every time He opened His mouth because He had something to say that ran counter to what so many people were used to hearing. And I have to wrestle with, am I willing to step out there and do that? So my prayer to the Lord in these few hours have been this: Lord, I think I'm willing, but I'm asking You to help me to keep the wounds that come to me from turning into calluses, because I think if they turn into calluses, I lose a certain level of sensitivity. And I don't want to be calloused because I've been hit. I want to be sensitive. And I'm asking You to pray that with me as well, because that's what I'm believing God for this ministry. Whatever we have to say, that we don't grow calloused in saying it, but still remain sensitive in saying it. All right, I'm just over an hour from home. I'm going to enjoy the journey. I've been listening to some audiobooks and talking on the phone and doing a lot of talking to the Father. I'm looking forward to a good, restful week. I hope that you are as well. Have a great one. God bless.